Okay, towards the end of Parshas Vayikra, which deals, as we know, with the different korbanos, the Torah tells us some details concerning the korban Asham. It says as follows in the first source, at Perek Ches, we start with Pasuk Yud Dalid, okay, by the Roshon Lashalimor, Nefesh Kisimol Ma'al, V'chota b'shkoga mikotche Hashem ve'ivias Hashemol Hashem ayel tamim enatzon be'ekach ha'kesef shkola m'shekel ha'kodesh la'osham. This is one of the two different types of korbanos which are entitled korban osham. This is what's called an osham toloi, which is if you did an aver, you're not sure whether you did something that's osher. Had it been sure, it would have been the type of aver which you bring a korban chatzos. You're not sure, that's osham toloi. There's certain types of osham which are categorized osham vadai. This is one of them. So it speaks about somebody who violates, who's nefesh kisimo mal b'Hashem, okay, which is translated here in the article translation as somebody commits treachery and sins unintentionally against the holy things of the Hashem's holies. So you have to bring this carbon, and it says v'as asher chotam and hakodesh yishalom es chamish yisol es chamish yisol yosef alo v'nal sanos ha'koin v'akon yechaper alo be'el Hashem nislach lo. And he also has to pay back, he has to make restitution and pay back an extra fifth and give it to the coin, and he gets forgiven. This is the law of the Yisr called Me'ila. Me'ila means when a person, as it says here, Bishkoga, uses for his own benefit something which is property of Hektish. Right? Hektish means something which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. A person donates something to the Beis HaMikdash. So once a person donates something to the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot use that item anymore for your own personal use. If somebody does, that's called Me'ila. And depending on the circumstances, first you have to bring this carbon Asham, and if you ruin the item or use it up, you have to pay it back, and you have to pay back one-fifth. And so that's this, sir, called Me'ila. Now, Me'ila means using something which belongs to Hektish for your own private use. The halacha is once somebody declares something as hektish, let's say you donate a table to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, a lot of people donated different things to the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't need those items, so periodically they would hold an auction, and they would auction it off for whatever, we'd get money for whatever they did need it for. Let's remember the Beis HaMikdash was a heavily trafficked place. Things they needed maintenance, needed upkeep, like any other heavily trafficked area. They needed money in order to do that. But b'kitzer, the once somebody has donated something to the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot then use that item for yourself. And if you do it for show, you, that's called Me'ila. Okay. So the Gemara makes an interesting statement, what seems to be a totally unrelated area. The Gemara says in Brochas, Daf Lamed Hayamad Aleph, that's the second source, it says, Tanar Abonin, beginning of the fifth parak of Brochas, Tanar Abonin, also lo la'odam she'ahenem in olam hazeh below Brochas. It is forbidden for a person to derive any pleasure from this world without first making a Brocha. And that's, of course, referring to the Brochas that we refer to as Brichos Hananin, right? We know that Rambam tells the Miri and others tell us that there are three categories of Brochas. There's what's called the Birchas HaMitzvah, a bracha that we say before blowing shofar, before sitting on a sukkah, before waving the lulav, before eating matzah, before putting on tefillin, right? Those are Birchas HaMitzvah. And the telltale sign, that's 99% accurate in terms of this being a telltale sign, is that a Birchas HaMitzvah always has the words Asher Kiddushanam and Tzosav and Tzimano in it. There's some brachas that have that phrase, may not be a Birchas HaMitzvah, not for tonight's year. But that's usually the, you know, the sign that something is a Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kiddushanam and Tzosav and to do whatever you have to do. Right? That's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Then there's a Birchas Shevach Odah. Sometimes we say a bracha to praise Hashem, to thank Hashem. Let's say when you hear thunder and lightning, things along the Birchas Agoma, other such brachas. And then you have what's called Birchas Hananin, which is on some pleasures you get in this world. And the Gemara says, also is forbidden to derive any pleasure in this world without a bracha. And then it says, v'chol hananim in olam hazeh b'lo bracha mal. The same word, Me'ila. Anyone who derives benefit from this world without saying a bracha has violated the Isser of Me'ila. Right? That's what the Gemara says. My takante, what should you do? Yelech etz chacham, go to a Talmud chacham. The Gemara says, what do you mean, yelech etz chacham? My avodah, what's a chacham going to do for you? Me havid leisur, the guy did an issur. What's he going to go help to go to a Talmud chacham? What's he going to do, a taras and darm? And what is it, Talmud chacham for? No, it means, ela amar rava, yelech etz chacham, eikarb, yelam dena brochas, kadeh shal yomel, de mila. Go, a person should make sure to go to a Talmud chacham, a qualified teacher, and learn what brochas is supposed to be said when, and then they'll never come to me'ila. So again, you see the Gemara calls eating or deriving pleasure from this world without a bracha as a violation of Me'ila. Usually we assume Me'ila in the Pesukim in our Sedra refer to somebody using property of Hektish, property of the Beis HaMikdash. But we see that Lamaisa, Somebody who eats without bracha or derives any pleasure without a bracha is called ne'ila. That's the parallel. If you derive benefit from this world without a bracha, it's like you had derived pleasure from something which is designated as holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world and everything in it, the earth and everything in it, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you use something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without saying a bracha, it's like you use it without permission. So it's tantamount to ne'ila. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Yerushalmi, which you're on the sheet, the Yerushalmi in Brachas, Parag Vav Alach Alat, Av Mem Alach Mebeis, says also, it says, L'Hashem Aretz Umloh, and the Gemara says, L'Amen Ekum, and I'll have to derive any pleasure from this world without saying a bracha first. And the Haredim explains that you've more used the unusual word mitzvahs, really it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, but we'll see later that it links up to this Isser of Me'ilah, which of course is Isser d'Oraisa. Now, the question is, the Gemara never specifically mentioned that we saw eating. It says deriving pleasure, kol anene. So there's an interesting question, where does that go? What type of hana are we talking about? So the Tosus in Psochem, daf nun gimel bei, he's in the third source, it's printed on the page, Tosus in Psochem, daf nun gimel bei, dimo maschel ein, says, ein mevorcha ala oral motzei Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about the bracha, the bora, the ora, eish, we make on motzei Shabbos and Abdullah. Hikshar Rav Rabbi Yosef, Loma ein mevorchin b'chol shor shenana memenu. Why would ever you get pleasure or benefit from fire? That's something in this world. There's a fire, you know, and then you get warmth from it or light from it or something like that. How come when you derive that pleasure, you derive that benefit, there is no bracha? After all, that's a form of hanoah. That's a form of benefit from something in this world. So if a person sits by the fireplace, warms up or enjoys the light of the fire, why should you have only Motzei Shabbos? We say a bracha bar mera eish. Why only Motzei Shabbos? Anytime you derive pleasure from the fire, you should have to say such a bracha. Because after all, says Tosafot, da'asa lehanas menoma zebel bracha. The tirates, he answers, da'hani milikishe gufo nana. Avo shah hanoa lo. It's only a thing when your body derives physical pleasure from something. Apparently the light from the fire, even the heat from the fire, doesn't go into you. It's a different kind of a pleasure, a different kind of a benefit. It's a little bit of a nebulous answer, but that's what the Balei Tosus claim. Right. Okay, we'll get to in a second. That's the Balei Tosus claim. So other hanoah is not actually something that goes...
answer, because it's a nebulous pleasure.
Right, exactly. It's something I can't pin it down. What's the pleasure of the light? Okay, maybe that's it. Okay, it's not from the goof. The afal gaz bracha or hashemesh b'chol yom. What about the fact that we make a bracha on the sun? We say yotzam oros in the birchas krishma every morning. That's different. He says that's hanam mishum shemischadish b'chol yom. That has to do with the renewal of the day each morning. That's a different bracha. Right, a different bracha. That's a different bracha. A different bracha.
That would imply okay. If someone, you know. Massages into themselves a cream, and there was a physical
pleasure. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I don't know.
Because the body
derives pleasure.
If you look at Yom Kippur, it's
usur, right? It's usur.
It's usur. Mm-hmm. And the isur is because it's a
pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
More pleasure. Yeah, it's interesting. So it's questionable exactly.
Somebody is
not
got it, then he takes the drugs, he fills the eye.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it's not harmful, meaning that, you know.
But it's
probably
boiled down to
so here's the whole nefesh. So that's what I mentioned. Maybe the Chiddush Ramban says something different. Not on the page. The Chiddush Ramban in Brachas, the 8th parak, Parak Kes Elul Dvarim says, nearly the Ramban writes, nearly the Birchas Ha'or ain't a Birchas Hanenim, because it's not really Birchas Hanenim. And he says, Shalo tiknu brocha b'hano she'eno nichnosos laguf. Here he says, the Ramban says a little differently, and that'll address Emmy's question. Okay, Ramban says the only birchah when something goes into the body. So therefore, a cream or something outside, or deriving pleasure from heat or fire or light, would not. That's the Ramban's.
For polemic, he says
interesting. I wouldn't have to make a bracha yet. But he says, for example, he gives a difference. He doesn't say about cream.
No,
listen what he says.
Let's make a difference. What happens? It's like bus v'chala.
It's still ingested, yeah. But anyway, listen to Ramban. The Ramban says, Kagon rechitzas mayim karm v'chamin. What about you take a nice cold shower or something, or a nice hot shower, a nice hot bath? We sit in the steam room as a schwitz. You know, people enjoy that. Why not make a bracha? So he says, no, because it doesn't go into the body. Oh, Kagon noshu haruach v'nana. Imagine a boiling hot summer day, and then comes a breeze. You know, sitting there and waiting for something in the heat, and a delicious breeze blows by. So why it says the nana melamazer, right? So Ramban says all these things you don't make a bracha because it's not nichnas leguf. And he says the kosher came b'or shenar ger b'guf klal. And certainly fire, you don't touch it at all. It doesn't even, you know, make any physical contact at all with the body. Okay. Lo amu el bedavar nichnasu leguf. A guf nenem kigon achilu shtiya and achilu shtiya. They said the reach nami davar nichnasu leguf. The smell also does go into your system. You breathe in. You inhale. I only inhale, right? So he says you only inhale. So the smell goes in. And the v'soiru chachilu shtiya dami, and it's like chilu shtiya. So that's the chiddush Ramban in Brachos in the eighth parak. It's a little addition to what the Tosu says.
We say the Brachos in the morning part to you for all day long.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it by food. So I don't think so.
No, that's the average. That food you can't be.
Right, but maybe these other things.
Because that's within the bria of how Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world.
I don't know. It's a thought. Just mentioned also it's on the sheets with the Darkei Moshe, the Ramo and the Darkei Moshe is commenting on the tour. And Aruch Chaim Sun Reish Tazayin Os Aleph also writes, for that reason you don't make a bracha on a pleasant, you hear someone singing or some other pleasant sound you enjoy hearing, I don't know, birds chirping or something that gives you a certain hanos, especially in the springtime, maybe after a storm you hear birds chirping, so I also wouldn't make a bracha. So the Magen Avraham sums these up. It's that you do have on the sheet, the Magen Avraham Sun Reish Tazayin Sun Kotan Aleph Aikosel Atur. So we'll read from we'll read from the middle. It says Kosav Amordechai Perik El Dvorim. That's Brachos. Ein Mevorchim Ela Dovash Aguf Nenem Menah. But Lachain Ein Mevorchim Ala Eish Ala Motzoi Shabbos Hol Tchilas Biyosu Adkan. The Nira Lee says the Magen Avraham. I said the Magen Avraham quoting the Ramah. The Mahai Taima Ein Mevorchim Al Kol Orev. A pleasant sound. Dalad Mem stands for Darkei Moshe. And says the same thing, so he doesn't quote this Ramban either, but therefore it's limited to certain types of...
Mordechai's
after Ramban, yeah. Now, the Mordechai's the end of the Balei Tosis, more or less, after that. As far as Reach is concerned, having brought that up, so here we find the following statement in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Gimel Beis that you have as the fifth source. Amar Zutra Bar Tuvi Amar Rav Minayin Shavarcha Al Reach. You see that the Gemara was wondering, so why do you make a brach on the Reach? Shenemar, passing the end of Tilin that we say in the morning, Kol Aneshama Talalko. The Gemara is a drush, and neshama means neshama, it also means breathing. Neshima is breathing, right? So, hi, ezo dover shan neshama nenes men of ein aguf nenem menu. Have yomer zehareach. What pleasure you have when you breathe and you take things, so somehow your inner neshama gets pleasure, but it doesn't really benefit the body in any way. Smell doesn't really benefit, medically that's totally true or not, but smell doesn't benefit the body in any way, but it benefits the breath you inhale, so that's reach. So, you make a broch on reach. And that's how the Rambam Paskin, the source number 6 here, parakasiluch is broch. Just like you can't have hanoah from food or drink before making a bracha, so too a pleasant smell you're not allowed to do before a bracha. And what bracha there is, so there's a whole different bracha. Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch, Archaim, Sim Reish Tazayin Tzipalav, also Lahanas Bareach Tovat Shivarach Kodem Shiriach, Avalachav Ein Tzachav Aruch Kodem. Fine. So you make a brach on food, on drink, and on smell. Now we started by pointing out that one who fails to do this is violating Me'ilah. So I would look at that statement in the Gemara. I always did look at that statement in the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Hey back in the second source. I'd say, really, Me'ilah? It's just the Gemara is borrowing a term. That's what it would sound like. The Gemara is a Melitza. You know, it's a term. It's not really Me'ilah. Me'ilah is limited to Kachim, to Kachim and Akabayas, to Hektish. Right? So the classic case of Me'ilah is Hektish. It would seem to me that the Gemara is just borrowing the concept of Me'ilah, just like what is Me'ilah? You're using property, the Beis Hamikdash, illegally, improperly. So if you eat food or eat, drink something or smell something without a bracha, you're also benefiting Hashem's world improperly. So I would assume that Me'ilah is in a category that the Gemara doesn't really mean it's really Me'ilah, but rather it's something that the Gemara is borrowing the term. However, we'll see in a moment from Pesach, it's not necessarily true. It would appear that they took that equation very seriously. That it really is a form of Me'ilah. Not that it's going to carry with it all the din of Me'ilah, but that it's categorized as an Isser. Parallel to Me'ilah, we're going to see that the Mefarshim took that comparison very seriously. For example, the tzlach, it's printed over here, it's on the source 7. The tzlach and brachas on that sugya daf mem gimel beis raises the following question. It says, hold on a second. First he points out that this drush of kol Hashem atalka, that's an asmachta, fine. But then he asks an interesting question. He said, why do you need a separate pasuk, a separate wimud, to tell me that reyach requires a bracha, kol neshama tal kol kol, why not assume that it was subsumed under kol anenim elava zebel or bracha kilumah, right? We learned that you're not allowed to have any pleasure from this world without benefit, without the bracha, not only benefit from this world without bracha. So why do you have to have a separate limud for reich? That's a tzlatz kasha. So he says, ukvar amru, the parish pirkin, shesvaru, shasso hanasvon lezebel or bracha, vim kain, kevat shagam meriach nana mimenu, mehei tesi yishtana mishahana, shashol minayin shemachor, mechana reach. Why does the Gemara suddenly raise a kasha? Why, how do you know you have to make a bracha on smelling? What do you mean? We said in the beginning of the parak that you have to make a bracha, and you have no, so smell is included. V'nira, he says, because mishum the parish pirkin, that Gemara daf lamed hei, shaninu tonar abonar, also adam shehenem elo zebel or bracha, v'chonenem elo zebel or bracha mal, because the Gemara compared Meila, Lare Kaimalon, he referred to Gorm Psachim Dav Chof Al Manal, which I printed in source 8, the Kol Umar of Areach, Ein Bohem Mishum Meila. If you smell something that belongs to Hektish, you are not in violation of the Issa of Meila. Kol, look at the Gemara, Psachim Chof Al Manal, the Tanya Omar Mishum and Pazi Omar Mishum and Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Kol Umar of Areach, Ein Bohem Mishum Meila. If I see something of the Beis HaMikdash, I enjoy the beauty, and we've all seen models of what the Beis HaMikdash looks like. Imagine looking at the Beis HaMikdash. And you enjoy that, or you hear of something, basically, whatever it is, or you smell the meat from the karbonas or something like that, you are not about, oh, the Torah, right, exactly, you're not, the incense, you're not in violation of Me'ila. So says the Tzlach Chomer and Mishmalila Lekach Shom Inayin Shemor Chalareach, says the Tzlach, because the Gemara derived this or connected this, equated having Hanof Molam Hazeh to Me'ila, so therefore I might not have realized that it includes Reach, because Me'ila is applied Reach. Kamash Shom and Gemara say Kamod a different limud of Kol Shemot Kol Kol to tell you that it applies to Reach as well. So I think you see from this Tzlach at least that the equation to Me'ila, he took it very seriously. He thinks the way he learns the Gemara, it wasn't Stam and Melit, the Gemara is borrowing a term and saying it's like Me'ila. Because then you could have argued, who cares about, you're right, Ein Hanami, Kol, Reach, the Mara doesn't have Me'ila, but I could still learn Reach from it. Well, I don't mean to make an exact equation. The Tzlach evidently understands that the Gemara did mean to make an exact equation between benefiting this world without a bracha and Me'ila.
Why did he call Malavarach? Why call Malavarach? Because you have no physical benefit. Right, you don't diminish anything. Right, you don't lose it. Right, you don't take it away. The whole point is, Hashem Atzumra, you stole it. Right. And call Malavarach, you don't take it away. So, what he says is, using a similar yardstick. It's not Me'ila as such, but the same criteria that apply to Me'ila apply here.
Okay, but, this,
but it's not the
okay, good. Okay, good. The criteria, we'll see.
I think you have to say that eating has something else contained to it that creates Me'ila, which relates maybe the whole concept of Kabanos and the whole aspect. In other words, eating in itself is not...
It's a different kind of act.
It's within the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating... And the relationship we have with base majors and kabanos and us with eating is on a different plane
than the other that we have. Okay, so that's why they need a separate policy. But still, I, the way the Tzlach phrases it anyway, it looked like he took them, at least conceptually, that there's a stronger relationship than stam a borrowed term. That's what I wanted to get at.
Not just a marshal.
Right, it's not just a marshal. That goes like a marshal malitza, okay? Now, the truth is, and now we'll see something else, that they raise the same kind of an issue, okay, which you see that the postman again took it seriously. There is a Gemara in Mishnah in Sukkah, which discusses the following, source number 9. The Mishnah is in Sukkah, Chof Avamad Bey. The Mishnah says, Maisa ve'evil ala b'yechem in Zakai, litom es hatabshil, rabbi gen lil shnei kosos, udli shamayim, ba'am rahel in the Sukkah. It's talking about what you have to eat in the Sukkah. As we know, certain foods you don't have to eat in the Sukkah, and certain amounts, and certain types of food, fine, and then in Sukkah. So they brought this type of food to b'yechem in Zakai, they brought rabbi gen lil certain types of fruits, and a pitcher of water, and he said, hell in the Sukkah. He wants to bring them up to the Sukkah. I said a sukkah on the roof, helm to bring them upstairs. Yeah. Uchshenasal Reb Tzadok, but when they gave this same food to Reb Tzadok, achal pachas mikabeitza, he ate only a small amount, less than a volume of an egg. Notlo b'mapo, and he didn't touch the food directly. He had a wrapping around it, like some do know. You don't have to wash sometimes if you know can't. The achlo chutz l'sukkah, and he ate it outside the sukkah. The lo birech achrov, and he didn't say a bracha afterwards. He ate so little that he didn't have to eat it in the sukkah, and he did not have to make a bracha achrona. That's what happened. So Rashi says, we're doing the Rashi on the next page. Rashi says the sukkah chavam reis. Rashi is not for the mapa. He lo not for yodim. He didn't wash until sedaim. Ela korach b'mapa yodim mishum nekiyus. Just so it'll be clean. He wrapped a plastic or something around it. The kosovar he holds pochos mikabetza. If you eat less than a kibetza is worth of food, lo boy until sedaim. It does. You don't require until sedaim. The lo boy sukkah. You don't have to eat in the sukkah. And the low boy birchas samozon. You don't need birchas samozon. You cut off. You don't need the bracha afterwards. Okay. However, says Rashi, the rest of the Rashi, and actually look at the bottom of the previous Tosus as well. Sukkah chaf oven base Tosus as well. That's look at the Tosus. The Tosus a lobirich achron. The dafka leinyan bracha shelachareha. Only he didn't say a bracha, he meant the bracha afterwards, the bracha achrona, whether it's Tamazon or whatever bracha achrona. Avalefonov mivorech afilu pochos mikazayas. But a bracha rishona, the bracha before eating, even if it's the most tiny amount, the minutest amount, less than a kazayas. The whole shear of a kazayas, that's a bracha Tamazon, but the bracha afterwards. But a bracha before, a b'sadak did make. That the Mishnah just said, lo birech achrov. So Rashi tells us, however, the bracha before he did, right?
So what's the shiur for it's the ima ba'alma?
One second, okay. But any type of hanoi, it's a hanoi shiur. So he says, delafana of lo be'ina shiur. A bracha before doesn't need a shiur. Why? Says Tosis and Sukkah. Why? Da aser lehanos ba'olam hazeh below bracha. Back to the gemara we started with the bracha stuff lamed hey, because you're not allowed to get benefit, and even a small amount is considered a benefit. Can the mashu do a tzarek to recover lo berachachem? Can the priest do a tzarek? Can be luda mashu alafana berachachem priest? Because Rashi and Tosus agree that Reb Tzadok ate only a little amount, so he didn't say bracha chon, he didn't eat the sukkah, fine, but a bracha rishon he made. Why bracha rishon have to make, even on a minute amount? Why? Because Kohanena also a hanos v'olam hazeh. That's the loss of Rishalmi. Rishalmi says you're not allowed. The Rishalmi you don't have in front of him says Kohanena klum. You're not allowed to have any kind of hanos.
Okay. Say. Because it says v'achalta v'savado brachta,
right.
Bracha achrona
has to be able to see it.
Right.
And it's true. But the point is, Tosus says that the reason I have to make before is because any type of hanoah is hanoah. Similarly, if you look in source number 12, the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Ches on Beis in the bottom goes over to Lamed Ches on Aleph. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yochanan, Heichem Baruch Al Zayis Melech. He ate a very small amount, sometimes with olive, and he says, "Kevin the Shekel Agreen." The words Talmud Bavli don't belong to this. But Zalei Shura. So let's look in Tosos. We're not going to do the whole Tosos. The first few lines. Tosos and Brachos. Lamed Tesam and Olive. The Dima Asul. But Zalei Shura. Hainu Dafke BeBrachos Shela Achrov Debein and Shir. Only a Bracha Achrona requires a minimum measure. Avu BeBrachos Shela Fana Vafilu Pachos Mikashir. You still have to make a Bracha. Why? The Asul Lahanas Bolam Azeb Lo Brach. Okay, whether eating or drinking beforehand, you have to you have to make a bracha no matter what. Have a bracha so achra bein and shir malay lugma. If you drink for bracha achron, you have to have a cheekful and so on. Al kenyus is always supposed to be kosher bracha malulug. They should achra achra bein give a bracha. Fine. The rest of the Tosos is not important for us right now. But again, you see the same concept in this Tosos that bracha rishona has no shir. The riff says similarly, in source 14, Riff and Brachas, Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, in the pages of the Riff, he says, Amr B'chia Bar Abba, Ani Ra'is, says, Ibi Echanan, Shachal Zayis, Melech, Uberach, Olav Tchila, Besof, Shamina Mena, Dechol, Hecha, Dike, Kazay, the conclusion is, Dechol, Hecha, Dike, Kazay, is boy, Bracha, Tchila, Visof, Abba, Hecha, Deleke, Kazay, is boy, Bracha, Shachal, Hanas, Malam, Azah, Klom, below Bracha, or Lesof, Loi, Bracha, Loi, Boy, Bracha. Beforehand, you need a Bracha, that's the brief use of the Lashon Rishalmi. The Asa, Adam, Lahanas, Malam, Azah, Klom, below Bracha. Now, why is this a problem? Because if we take the equation to Mila seriously, Mila does have a shear. There is a minimum that you have to use in order to violate Mila. Let's look in the Mishnah in Mila, source number 15. It's Mila and Taf Yud Ches on Alf and Maseches Mila. It says Hanena min ahekte shove pruto. Afshal gamov. The rest of the details not for us, but there's a shear of shove pruta. And so Paskin the Rambam Parak Aleph Vilchus Mila Alach Aleph. Next source. Also lehedjot lehanas mikotcha Hashem bein midrama kreven lagav mizbeach bein mikotcha benakabayis. Right. Now I have any benefit from something which is dedicated for hektish, whether it's something that's going to actually put on mizbeach or it's kotcha benakabayis for upkeep. V'chol anene b'shove pruta mikotcha Hashem mal. So that's you have to shove a pruto. So the tzlach is bothered in brachas on daf lamed. Hey, the tzlach is bothered. But wait a minute. Why do we say when it comes to brachas that there's no minimum shear, but yet the whole chiyuv of bracha and the whole issur of calling an animal as a bracha is learned from Mila. Mila has a minimum shear. Shava pruta says minimum. Then why not say there's also a minimum shear by the bracha rishona? So he points, there's a gemara in Bava Metzia, the next source, the Daf Nun Hamad Aleph, which says Mosiv Rava Psukim Darshanim the Psukim again at the end of our Seder we had at the beginning of this year. Beis Asher Chotam in Hakodesh Yishalim Lerabos Pachos Mishavapruto Leishavon. If you use something that belonged to Hekdesh, now you have to return it. That's even if you use less than a Shavapruto. What does it mean? So now let's look at the Tzach. So there's the Tzach and Brochas Lamed Hamad Aleph. It's B'divah Maschel. Amar Abihud, I think. Amari. Okay. And by the way, the Rambam Paskins that way. It's not on the sheets. No, it is on the sheets. I'm sorry. Look in source 18. The Rambam Paskins. Parak Zion of Hilchos Mila Alach Ches before the Tzach. Hamoel Bepachos Mishavapruta. Bein Bezodam Bemishkarach. Mishalei Mesakaren. You still have to return it. Eno Chayv Chomesh. You don't have to. The penalty of one-fifth extra below carbon, and the royally shano local pachas on pruta why amazing. You wouldn't, if you did it on purpose, you wouldn't get malchus, but there's still an inyan of not using hektish, even pachas mishav pruta. So says the tzlach, the gavle inyan me'ila, av shele inyan carbon me'ila b'shogig, ol inyan malchus b'zadon, b'inan shav pruta, mikol makom le'inyan isura, li'os osur le'honos mikot she shamayim, hare kaim le'kem yochran, dechot si shir osin al Torah. You're never allowed to, even if there is no minimum, right? And you wouldn't have to bring a carbon, you wouldn't get malchus if you did it amazing, but chot si shir osin al Torah, you're not allowed to do you're not allowed to eat half a, whatever, kazayis, it's a chometz on Pesach, whatever, you're not allowed to eat half a kosevah named Kippur, chot si shir osin al Torah. Memela says it's not very sharp. So, ain't a chanami, with regards to carbon, our equation stands, because with regards to carbon, ain't a chanami, you wouldn't have to bring unless you moiled the Shavapruta. But with regards to, as the Tzlach says, to being Nana Mikotche Shamayim, that applies on any amount. But mainly the equation to Brach is perfect. Being Nana Melomas, it also applies to any amount. So again, you see, at least in the Tzlach, that this equation was kept, pretty strong. Further, a very interesting thing, which is a discussion in the Poskim, we'll see, the Maharsha in Psachim Daf Kuf Beis, based on Rashbam, comes up with a Chiddush. That, you know, we always have a principle that Sofek Brachos L'Hakel. So let's say a person, you know, it could happen in a confusion, you did the mitzvah, you forgot to make a bracha. You know, at the Seder, we're almost Pesach, right? So at the Seder, there's a lot of tumbling. I don't know how, I'm sure it is like that at everybody's star, right? I mean, star is like the joke, you know, at the starim, you know, especially Baruch Hashem, a lot of people and families over and we get together. So it's just, it's ongoing, like, tumbling. I mean, in a nice way, we all love it, but, you know, think about it, you know, they all come back to shul, it's late, and it usually takes at least 20 minutes to get everybody seated, right? I mean, you have to get the kids seated, and this one seated, and the righties and the lefties have to make sure they're not next to each other, they have to place the pillows, that's a tumult to get everybody seated, you know, and then, as I said in the past, for some reason, in many homes, including mine, is, I don't know what the reason is, everybody makes their own kiddush. Okay, you know, fine, right? One person makes kiddush. Something about Pesach, everybody's making their own kiddush. Not together, everyone separately. So it takes another 15 minutes, you know. Different people with them in house.
Hasidim always, even on Shabbos.
Yeah, boy.
I'm not sure all Hasidim,
yeah.
I know
Lubavitch. Some Shabbos, yes, a lot of them, yeah. That or Chatz, right? Then you get up and you wash again, you don't get out, and it's barely enough room, and you know, so by the time you get up, the carpets have been, you know, 45 minutes, nothing's happened yet. Right? And then, you know, so there's so much tumult, there's so much tumult to say that, but by the end of the Seder, I put on myself. So some people like to eat a bigger shear of matzah, you know, than others. So I like to eat a little extra matzah. So I tell you, move on. You know, they move on tomorrow and Korah. Without me, I'm behind, and they bring the soup out of it. So it could have been forgot to say the bracha on the Mara, let's say. So what happens if you forgot? I forgot to say, I ate tomorrow. So halacha is, and I ate tomorrow. Whatever. It could happen in the sukkah. Right? People sitting around schmoozing, and they forgot to make a lesha of a sukkah. So what do you do? Suffolk brachas lahakel. That's the usual rule. Comes all right. We don't have to make a bracha.
Why is that a
suffolk? I'm not sure. I didn't know. I don't remember. No, I'm sorry. I should make clear. I know I didn't make the bracha. But if I unless you finish the mitzvah, different machlokas. But I'm saying I'm not sure. I'm in the middle. Yes, that's something. The ways to do it. But let's say I'm in the middle of eating markenda. Make the bracha. I forgot it. I'm sorry. I should make that clear. It's a suffolk. I'm not sure. I don't. In all the confusion, I can't remember. So now suffolk brachas says the Maharsha. That's true by birchas hamitzvahs. But not by Birchas Hanenin. Okay, he says the idea of kiabrochas, because why do we say it? Brochas are not ma'akev. I get full credit for the mitzvah of matzah or more. Even I didn't make a brocha, I just blew the brocha, but I get full credit for the mitzvah. So that's the brochas and ma'akev. Ani omer, he says the mashal on the third line there. The lo shayach habrochas ain on ma'akev elavos hamitzvahs av abirchas hanene ki hocha aser lechol b'lo brocha the ki'ilu mal. Says the mashal, what do you mean suffek brochas lahakel? The guy's not sure he made a brocha. Every bite he takes, he may be violating me'ilah. Huh? What?
It's not by day.
Okay, that's with more. But let's say it's whatever food. I don't remember what I'm just here to watch. You know, right? No, that's a good question.
No,
that's why I say it. Right. So I say it wouldn't be a good example. But let's say I'm sitting, I'm eating lunch.
You didn't do that.
Exactly. I'm just trying to give an example.
You know,
whatever. Okay. He says he thinks it doesn't apply over there, and you know what, the Mekiva Eger agrees. So he says he thinks it doesn't apply over there, and you know what, the Mekiva Eger agrees. So the Mekiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas. I don't know what the bottom is. It must be an expanded version of Gilyon HaShas. But here in Source 21, the Mekiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas and Brachas, on the side of the page, Brachas, you'd bathe him with Aleph. He says, Lo Shayach HaKalom with Suffolk Brachas Lekula. The Karkos of HaRashah, that's the Marshah, in Psachim, based on Rashbam, the Lo Shayach Kain Abu Brichas HaMitzus, the Brachas and Amakbas, Abu Brichas HaNenin, also Lechob LaBracha. Okay, the Lohavi can't chashash brocha v'atola. The Lohi v'arche also this is not brocha v'atola because it is here. No brocha v'atola. You can't go further. Okay, in other words, what's the whole chashash? The brocha v'atola. But here, if you didn't make the brocha, you can't go any further. So that's what the Mekiva Eger also agrees. Like this Marsha. So again, what do you see? You see that they took this Me'ila equation rather seriously, and they said that the usual principle of suffering. But Marsha says, the Mekiva Eger says, and other Achronim say it also. Say the same Mitzvara.
Now, Lamaisa, get rid of the suffix, but I just step away from the table, walk through the nearest doorway, and walk.
I start again. Shina Markham. Okay. Anyway, Lamaisa, however, we don't paskin like this Mekiva Eger, like this Marsha. Okay, you know, they both base it on this Me'ila. Lamaisa, we don't seem to paskin that way. If you look at the next source, the Shulchan Aruch and Arachaim, in Hilchos, laws of B'siyas HaPasud, etc. So in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin of Arachaim Siftes, says the Mechaber, Im hu mesupak im birach hamotzi im lav, eino chozer mevorach. No, so it's 22. Lamaisa, the Mechaber paskins that if a guy is not sure they made hamotzi or not, eino chozer mevorach. Unless we, and Mishnah Berurah explains, it's a quote in Memtez, Kishayochal o, the birach hamotzi, eino lo debonu, sveka lekula. So he's not interested in this Me'ila issue. He says the Rabbanon, the sacred Rabbanon Lakula, and finished. The Mishnah Berurah has, and the Mechaber himself doesn't seem to accept this Svar of the Marshah, the Mekiva Eger like, okay? And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and don't volunteer to make the Brocha either. It's a Brocha Shein Tzvicha. Okay?
The Marshah insinuated that it's the Oraita?
Not necessarily the right, but the way
the
meal.
It's
a strong in the bottom.
Strong in the bottom.
Give me a heart. Yeah, it's a strong in the bottom.
Right.
And Mr. Burke can agree.
Yeah,
but again, the Mechaber's Psach clearly is in the super Gibrach Amotzi in love. Ain't no cause of Mavara. I mean, as he says. So, and the Mr. Burke says is because it's, Ain on Rabbanan, who's thinking about the Kula. I mean, he doesn't seem to worry about the Me'ila issue.
And I would say the Marsha is trying to grade different level of Rabbanan.
Right, I mean, she ignores it.
It's an innovation of the Marsha.
Yeah, because it's hard to say it. But let's see. We'll see the others seem to agree with that. But again, the Marsha did it because the Gemara seemed to do it. I mean, he said it because the Gemara made this equation to Me'ila. Right? I mean, so we're going to see. We're going to see something about that. I don't know if this is the right one. I need the regular Shulchan. Because it's a different division. Now, bottom line is, we will see from the Gemaras now that obviously the equation wasn't there all the way. Let's look at a couple of Gemaras that are relevant here. Brachas Tez Zainam and Aleph, that's source number 25. Brachas Tez. Oh, by the way, just lest we think that the Mechaber only meant this Bahamotzi, I just put on the paper, number 24, is Hilchos Birchas HaPeres, or Chaim Sun Reish Tez, Sim Gimel, Kol HaBrachas, in Nistapik in Berachim Lav, Einam Abarach Lobet Chilva Lobet, so Kutz Birchas HaMozan, Neishu Shal Torah. But again, thank you. So it's not just Birchas HaMotzi, it's all Brachas. Fine. Brachas tens on alav. Tanya, interesting din. Okay, the Gemara has a rule. A lot of people don't know this. When I'm hired by I'm a poet, let's say, I work for a guy, and he pays me, to do day's work, right? So what happens if I need to daven mincha in the middle, right? Am I allowed to daven, time off? The answer is, what do you mean? I'm not paying this guy to daven mincha. You can imagine, I know even with students in high school, when it's time to start the class, I have to bench rub. I don't have to bench rub a lot of kavana. All of a sudden, benching is mamish, If it's before gym, benching is 1, 2, 3, right? But if it's before class, benching is, I can't bang. Gotta say a long, shem yichud, all that, right? So there's an interesting din. The Gemara says, listen to this. Brochus Tezan Alav. Apollim, Ratanya, Apollim. Shayosim Alochetzel Balabayas. Workers who work for a boss, right? A Korin Kriyashma is Paolin, right? They're allowed to interrupt the work to say Kriyashma to Davin. The Ochen Pita, if they eat lunch, and that'll be lunch, but the Ein Mevorchen Lefanel, no brochas before, no going to wash and make brochas before, anything like that. Avu Mevorchen Lachreab, benching afterwards, Stayim, an abridged benching. That's how important it is to do an honest day's work. Keitva bracha, we show the ketikun. You say the first bracha, birchas amazon. Shnia, posteach, birchas aretz. You start with no delacha. The kol on bani rishon, birchas aretz. That's some way of incorporating into one bracha, an abridged version of benching. Okay? Yeah, right? But med ramon b'sim mischalim, also mischalim, also balabais, make some bracha ketikun. Unless the balai was there, he's mocha, whatever. But what do you see from that? Now, wait a second. You can forego making a bracha before. So Rashi says, in source 26, you're not going to be from at the boss's expense. He's paying you for a day's work.
No, that's okay. People call him and ask him a question.
Yeah.
So then he called them back.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy now. But then after an hour, I'll be at work.
Oh, then I can call. Call you from the office. Yeah. I'll call you from the office, yeah. Right, well, that's, look, we have all these issues, people going online doing work tons on
it. Anyway. Have a hard time trying to control it.
Yeah,
on their computers.
Right, exactly. Anyway, the Rambam passed this way. Halacha, Perek Beis, and Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Beis. Halacha, Hapolim, Shaosim, Halacha, Itzabah, Bais, Halachu, Pita, Ein, Brachon, Lefaneh. Right, you don't make a bracha before. So my point here is, wait a second. It's got to be. You can't say, so what, all these polem are violating Me'ilah? I mean, how could the Gemara propose this? And we don't have this today, Lamaisa, this din. But you see, it's a din of the Gemara, the Rambam passes that way, so it's hard to, you're hard pressed to say that somehow we're waiving this of Me'ilah. So obviously, or apparently, from this Gemara, the Me'ilah is not quite as powerful a point. Similarly, another Gemara.
But that's the same thing as to Lach Masat Ochin, the Kabbalah Meshchinah.
Right, so what do we mean? It's
if it's for a good reason.
Okay, good. Similarly, Gemara and Brachas on the next daf. Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Next Amud. Next daf. Reminu. Misha Meisa Muta Lefana. Rachman Latzan. This is the beginning of the third parak of Brachas. Somebody died. Meisa Muta Lefana means it's before the burial. The person's in the status of being onain. Aninus, right? Aninus is the status of the relatives from the time they hear about the death until the burial. Then after the burial, you become an ovel. So an onain has various restrictions. So among them, ochav b'ayisach, he can't eat with other people, or at least separate himself. So nechitzav ochav, etc. Mutalafonim, yeah, it means the mace is still there. It doesn't mean literally there, that in the room, but it means that you're in charge. Not yet buried. Okay, and yeah. So v'eino mace of ochav, you don't recline. V'eino ochav bas and shosayayin, right? An onan and not meat and drink wine, although can, but only can. The Eino Mevorech, it doesn't make brachas. Eino Mezamein, can't bench from Mezumin. The Eino Mevorech, no one says the brach or makes Mezumin for it. Upotim, a Kriyashlam, and a Tzum, Mitzvah, Spatar. He's potter from all mitzvahs. As we know, an Ono is potter from mitzvah. So, what does it mean, Eino Mevorech? Says Rashi.
So it doesn't sound like it's potter.
Well, let's see. Well, you're not out, right. So let's see Rashi.
Eino Mevorech, what? That's a strange question.
It's a good question. But for now, we'll leave that. Look in Rashi. Do Masa Eino Mevorech. Eino Tzarek Levorech Hamotzi. Okay, you don't make a brach hamotzi. You eat bread without hamotzi. It's maybe a strange feeling. Or whatever food you're eating, eat without hamotzi. Let's see, one second. Tosus there in Bracha says, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Eino Mevorech, Do Masa. Pirush Rashi Vein Zokuk Levorech. Masa Tafushim Rotz Levorech Rashoi. That's what you're asking. Can you? It's a Nisser. Okay, but Mishalmi Kamarim Rotz Lachma Ein Shomelo. Okay, Lechach Nir Loma Eino Mevorech, Eino Rashoi Levorech. So that, your issue is a discussion in Tosus, so they're showing it to you. Now, what happened to Me'ilah? You're telling me every Onain is violating Me'ilah? Could they make a Bracha? So the truth is, not everybody agrees with Rashi and Tosfos. Take a look at the Kolbo. That's the next source over here.
Before we go on, what's their reasoning? What's their theology? Why Onan should not be a Mekabel?
Right, so the answer is because your thought is on the maize, so you're responsible.
The Baha is meaningless.
Okay, but if it's
Me'ilah... It's a meaningless Baha.
Okay, that's an interesting way to look at it, but still, if it removes Me'ilah...
It will not.
You won't remove Me'ilah. The Me'ilah will stay. You're saying the other way. You're saying you're moral, but too bad. Interesting. Okay. Look at the Kolbo, because the Kolbo in Siman Kuf Yudal, that's in the very end, right? Yesh Mishalmer, some say, Keshemei Somu Telefon of Olav Lekolbo, Shepotu Mikomitsa Musbator, She'enam Avarach Hamotzi, but Veli Nirash Mavarach. Says the Kolbo, I think he does have to make Hamotzi. Why? The Mehi says, because we're dealing here with an Isser. Let's remember, when we say that an Onan is Potter Mikol HaMitzvos, can't violate the Lavin, can't go out and eat a trace of meat or a cheeseburger or go steal from somebody or kill somebody, right? I mean, an Onan is not Potter from the Lavin, it's only Potter from the Assays. So says the Kolbo, based on the equation of Me'ilah, no. He holds that an Onan does have to make Hamotzi. Some people say the same thing when it feels they're dying. Okay, because there it's a matter of removing the tumah, whatever else. But that's the Kolbo, the Shibol HaLeket as well. In the next source, Shibol HaLeket, another Rishon.
It's almost like saying that without a bracha, the chafza become a chafza.
Almost, right. That's quite a jump.
And then maybe, David Rasta's father, you are not allowed to feed it to a non-religious Jew.
Yeah, because you won't make
a bracha. You can't even give him a
tray. Right? Okay, anyway, so that's the, that's what I want to show you, that interesting, Kolbo, Shibol HaLeket said the same thing. What does the Kolbo do with but the Mishnah said Eino Mevarech. Right, the Rashi says Eino Mevarech Hamotzi. Well, how can he say you are Mevarech? Because, it says, lean near, look at the Kolbo, lean nearest Mevarech. Very nice, but the Gemara said, not that way. So the Shibol HaLeket explains. He says, look at the third line, he quotes Rashi, Barabbeinu Shimshon Zal, appears the Rash, when it says the Mishnah Einam Mevarach, he can't be motzi somebody else. That he can't do. Okay. Aval atzmo tzorach levarach. Okay. V'chein ein acher mevarach lo, but I'm not lepoto. Okay. And he quotes the Mishalmi. So the Shmuel Lekit says when it says Einam Mevarach means he can't be motzi somebody else. But he himself, Shmuel Lekit agrees with the Kolbo, would have to. So it's interesting. You're not supposed to be socialized, right? Not supposed to have interaction. Now the Rambam, I don't know, it can go either way, I guess. The Rambam looks like he paskins, he don't make a bracha at all. The Rambam is in Uchaz Avo, Perak Dala Chavav, Misha Mesa Mutal Afanam, does all these things. Ein Mevarech, Eino Mevarech. He doesn't sound like he's saying only Eino Mevarech for somebody else. The Rambam would have said it. He says, Eino Mevarech, Mestami Pas, Eino Mevarech, same thing with Shulchan Aruch Aradeya, Simen Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, also the Mechaber seems to Eino Mevarech, not like the Kobo, not like Shulchan Aruch Aradeya, so we pass and you can't. But I just want to show you, it's interesting, those Poskim both said, because of the equation of Me'ilah, Yitakan Onan would make a bracha. Yad Ephraim, commenting in this down the page, but it's in Hilchos Brichos Amozin, it's in Kuf Tzadi Tezor Rechaim, it's in A, he says, Hayna Le'inin Lahotzi Acherim, Lacherim Yotzi Oso. Okay, that's Einam Mevarech, but otherwise, Avahu La'atzim Chayv Levarech Alom, Amozi Brichos Amozin, the Davka Mikrishma Tzil Tzilin Potter. The lower Easter Shinska Debazeva Poskin. Okay, we saw some Poskin do say, but here's even after Achonim hold that way Lamaisa. One other Gemara that's relevant in this discussion, because again, there's a discussion. I mean, I'll just make reference to it. The Stechemet in Asifas Dinim Marekas Aninus in the Simon Tezrov. So yeah, he has this discussion. Here it is. He has a discussion whether the Pilas Yadayim, you asked about, so I mentioned it. He says, the Pilas Yadayim, Ispe Tarte. It's a mitzvah, but it's also, it's a different type, it's also chiyuv and so on. So it's not the same thing. And he says, same thing with Pilas Yadayim Hamotzi, the Yesh Omen came unto us, Lecho Bloch, Gam Omen, and Sark Levarech. So he also summarized about the Pilas Yadayim might be different. One other relevant Gemara on this. Gemara Brachas Chofim Abbeis. Mishnah, Balkeri, somebody's tummy. So we're not allowed to say certain brachas. Mahara, believe it, Einam Mevarech, Lola, Fonev, Lola, Acharel. Again, that din doesn't apply. The Balkeri means the person who has a seminal discharge, right? His tummy, Tumay Yotzim and Aguf. So the Rashi says, why don't you make a bracha? Because Kevin the bracha is Lab Midaraisa. So again, the question is, but if it's Me'ila, so now we've seen the Polim, right, the workers, we've seen the Onain, we've seen the Valkari, the Tomei person, all don't make a bracha. What happened to Me'ila? So you have to say that there's something that we're missing. So Avgeneza fills in the blanks. Typical brilliant Avgeneza, it's Pashut, but he says it clearly. This is Chalshus Avgeneza, Chelek Archaim Simon Laman, Zayin Oschez. Nachzu and Enenu. The bracha nira chiv gavra. A bracha is a chiv on a person. Umemela, kishenena below bracha mal. And that's why somebody who's nena without a bracha violates me'ila. It's made like a chicken and egg question. It's not that there's an isser to get hanoah from this world, that's me'ila, and therefore you make a bracha as a license to get out of the me'ila problem. It's the other way around. Right? There's two ways to look at it. You can say, look, there's an isser, and therefore, in order to get away from the isser, you'll make a bracha first. The bracha becomes like a mater, like a permit, so to speak, right? That's not how it works. It's the other way around. There's an achiv that was put in the Rabbanon on a person, on the gavra, and then the mele kishenena below bracha mal lo she'ikar tama bracha mishum me'ila. When we say this tushel, this compares to me'ila, we're not saying that the reason why there's a achiv of bracha is because of me'ila. The other way around. The raya was there, balkari, ochel below bracha vanel. He brings the raya from the balkari. The e is from me'ila after Rabbanon, yehi also lechol achiyipo. Right? It wouldn't be like that to wait to go to the mikveh, right? In other words, basically, what's the Avgeneza saying? He's saying that why is it that the Poelim or the Onain or the Balkari, we're not worried about the Me'ila problem? Because there's no chiyav on it to make the bracha. There's no chiyav to make the bracha. Then the Me'ila, there's no chiyav of Me'ila. There's no din of Me'ila. Again, which came first? It's very important. Says the Avnei, the chiyav to make the bracha is what generates the concept of Me'ila, not the other way around. Me'ila, very simple. Why can the Polim eat without a bracha? What about the Me'ila problem? No, since they're not chiyav to make a bracha, there's no Me'ila. Same thing with the Onan, same thing with the Tomei, the Balkari. So that's alumnus the Avnei. You have to know which way it works.
Rashi.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you have the obligation of
you don't give it.
Right. He's referring to the Gemara in that same situation. I didn't put on. I should have put it on. But Enochanami. But that's the Avnezer in a typical way. I mean, it says something simple, but it really gives us now an understanding of what this Me'il is. It's not that this is Me'il, and now you say a bracha. There's a Chazal created this of bracha, and as a result of that, there's an Isamil.
According to the Nitivo, that all Chazal, all Rabbanan. Is Gavra.
Yeah, right. That's that chikir, yeah. And Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as well, and we'll wrap up here. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Mincha Shlomo, Chenakal Sin Yud Ches, he says the same kind of an idea. He also starts with the issue of Balkari, that Baruch HaLafonav is not Doraisa, but certainly, look on the third line, a guy who's not able to make a brocha, an onen or whatever, can certainly eat and drink whatever he wants, as much as he wants. Well, I'm reading the Dovra, Isha Gezdo, Shalmen, and all of a brocha. They also we're not going to say now that a Balkari guy who's probably got to wait to go to mikvah to eat. Nonsense. And seeing the Amigabi on in the potter comments, and I'm going to call over some other. I feel a hockey cuss or a corner by day, soon she might also hide a couple of those and die. Fine. Machine the came out of the girls, Mr. Truma, whatever. Okay. And so we'll skip a few lines down. He says, in Cain, Gam on in a my Ocha Balabrocha. So he says, Elavadai, next line, the Iker, Chia, Birchzanen, and Machine the Chibo Chachomim. The real chiyav of bracha, the Rabbanon imposed the chiyav on a person to eat, to make a bracha and to praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he eats or drinks. The chiyav zesor mishum midas derech eretz, right? It's derech eretz. Why can't a matzina shechiv levarach brichas hamitzas? El ahevdel hu rak, back to you said Yitzchak, rak bezed ilu gabi mitzas lo almu kol kachas achiyav by brichas hamitzas. The Rabbanon didn't strengthen the chiyav so much. Ad kadei kach, this point. They say you're not allowed to do a mitzvah without a bracha. A different shear. The shapir mutal aneich talis and tzulin ben tzatil bracha chakach. Sometimes we find, look in the charts, you know, let's say you didn't have talis and tzulin, and then someone brought them to you in the middle of davening. You put it, I make the bracha later. We're not going to say it's osur. Masha eno kein gabe birchas anen almu rabbanan lechiyav abracha. They strengthen this particular chiyav. The amru the kol's man shalobir chabekilu mal gozal gives a bracha on the hemanala. The nimsa lefizeh the time of the chashuv. together rock mishum mechil nevarich. Avalosha brocha bol hatras achila. Not like the Abner Edom. He doesn't quote the Abner. It's the same thing. Or mishum hachi says so too. I'll carry on him. But I said also to Paul and Kevin the lamechayv in the brocha shapir mutu em lachov lishos below brocha. Kevin sheikar isano below brocha. Don't call isuatzmi. El mistav rock mimashe chivu achachon brocha. Velachein kol shu potam brocha. Ain't overcome mishum iser. So Mishal Zalman says the develops a little more, but the yisod is really in the Abner Edom. So this really tells us, you know, this Indian here of what the chiyuv meal is. Just to finish up, there's a sefer called Eimer Brocha from Rabbi Yisrael Pomerantzer, who was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. So he really says, what you might call Brisker fashion. He has essays on a number of different topics, actually a few different stories, but this one is on Orach Chaim type topics. So he has a thing on an essay on the Brichas Hananim, and he says basically Trei Dinim. You know, he says basically Brichas Hananim and Ika Trei Dinim. I mean, a good Brisker. So there are two Dinim in Brichas Hananim. Chad a Din Isser, one is a Din Isser, but the other is Din Mitzvah, right? So you say, yeah, I analyze really that they're two different things. He says more or less the same idea. With that, I'll just make the reference because it's late, but the Mirsim Engel in Tzunim LaTorah, in Klal Zion, also discusses, he talks about the Brach on Reach, and he says that, you know, based on all this Lundus, you know, Reach may be a little bit different, because he says, maybe even if you want to say Sufek Lechumra, like the Marshar and the Kivager said, but you wouldn't say it by Reach, because Reach learned from a different pasuk. It's not equated to Mehila, going back to that Tzlach, right? Or he says, he has a few other interesting little Haris, okay? But he said, Birchat HaReach for sure is not Mitam Matir. Okay, so, alright. Anyway, I'll just end with one other interesting aura that may relate to this also. Look at the last thing on the page. The Gemara Brachos Nun Aleph Man Aleph. The Gemara asks, Ba'amin Erev Chista, Misha Ochel V'Shosel Obera. What if a guy finished eating? And he never made the Bracha? Ma'o Sheyachzu Baruch, should make the Bracha now? He's not going to eat anymore. The post can recommend to eat something more, but let's say he does his stuff, he doesn't have any more food, whatever. So the Chora, no. That doesn't make any sense. Amalahu, Misha, well, you're a muscle, you're talking. Misha, Ochel, Shum, Shurecho, Nodev. Yachzor, Ochel, Shum, Acha, Kadesh, Shurecho, Nodev. You ate something that gives you a bad smell, bad breath. Garlic. You eat more garlic. And the guy didn't make the brocha before. Now he's finished eating. Now he's going to make the brocha and not eat. Now he just on top of eating without a brocha. Now he's going to also say a brocha batola. However, Amar Avinan, okay, he says, no, I'm sorry. Avinan disagrees. And Hilchach, Afilu, Gomar, Sudos, so Yachzor, Ivarach. Even finishing, you do have to make another brocha. There's such a shita. Okay. In fact, the Rashi is around the Chiddush Rashbo here in Brochus. I don't have it here, but it's on the sheet. The Chiddush Rashbo quotes in the Ravid that he passes the Lala Maisa. Then the Chiddush Rashbo said it's against the Ravid in his comment on the Rambam, so we don't pass like that. But how can you have such a shita? If Brochus was just a matir to remove the Isamila, what on earth sense does it say make to say a matir to have a matir after you did it already? I mean, it's done already. You have a license after you permit after you did the act already. You get a permit for the parade a week after the parade. Why does it do anything? It's done already. Again, Mamela, you see that there are really two dinim. Like that's what the Eimer Brocha says. That's what we're saying here. Basically, Avdin Ezer. Brocha is, of course, an independent chiyuv. And while we demonstrate in tonight's shiur that I think that the reference in the Gemara Brocha to Meila is not stam a marshal. It's not stam. It's a strong equation. Has a number of things. But it's still. It's not that Meila generates the chiyuv of Brocha, but that the Brocha generates the Yisam Meila. Okay.
By the way, the same issue. So what if you didn't do it?
Right.
You have to go and eat again, Mao, and say it.
Right, so it depends on.